Hello.
Hey, it's Esther. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Thank you. It's hooked up to my, it's a Bluetooth hooked up to my hearing aid.
Okay, I got it.
I need to really get rid of the landline because it's not much help to me.
I understand. Am I speaking with Steve?
No, you're speaking with Kathleen.
Okay. Kathleen, are you Steve's wife?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I was just calling to introduce myself. My name is Esther, and I work with Independent Home Care. I just wanted to go over the case just to discuss a couple of things. Are you the right person to be speaking with?
Yes.
All right. All right. Let me just quickly take a look here. So I see that – hold on. Jose is the caregiver?
Yes.
Okay. Has there been any change with the insurance now or the Medicaid coverage?
Why do you ask that?
Because it looks like the authorization was taken out. Let me just refresh my system. Hold on.
Well, we're private pay.
Oh, okay. My bad. I apologize for that. Okay.
Yeah.
How many hours a week does Steve get services?
4 hours.
4 hours?
But
okay.
Let me preface all of that to say that we're in process of getting in place. So we wouldn't right now the tentative date is the 16th of February. We don't have we're in a new part of the process of getting everything tied up.
Okay, sorry, you're in the process of getting what?
We're getting in the process of placing him in the
in a facility?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then you're saying what's gonna be on the 16th?
That's the tentative move-in date right now.
Oh, a tentative move-in date. Okay. Okay, let me just document that. So for now, we're continuing with Jose, and then once the 16 rolls around, you let us know if...
Well, or even before that. See, they're not doing the nursing assessment until this Wednesday, and then he still has, it's a new process. They're going up right now to make the deposit. And I have to go on Wednesday to do all the paperwork.
Okay. And who is doing the nursing assessment? That's someone from the facility?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know the name of the facility that he's going to go on with?
Yes. Keepsake Village in Liverpool.
Okay, Keepsake Village in Liverpool. Okay. All right, Liverpool. Let me just go over the demographics here. Right now you're at 5075 Beef Street in Syracuse?
Yes.
Okay, and let me just see. I have a whole bunch of numbers listed for emergency contact here. So you're Kathy.
And there should be Chris and Alice.
Okay, Chris Brown and Alice Brown. Okay. Yes, I have that. Okay. And how's everything going with Jose?
Good. I'm not sure why, but he was off this all last week. So Helen called one other day to ask if I needed somebody. They had somebody in, but we were managing okay. So I put them off.
I don't see any documentation here for Jose being out. You said in last week he was out?
Yes. I mean, I think
I do think he didn't work.
Car.
Right, I see he hasn't worked with any of the other clients as well, so he he may have had something scheduled, but, and you're saying Helen let you know in advance, or she only told you at the time to see if you needed a replacement?
No, Helen had called to ask if we needed somebody else, and then she called one other day and said they had somebody if I needed them in the afternoon, but we just managed okay. Now you're new to this position, right?
So I've been doing care coordination for 7 years. It's just that right now independent home care is transitioning their, the back end. So kind of
right.
In your end, it looks
right.
Like just the coordinator.
Yeah, they sent paperwork saying the same, so that's why I asked. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm glad you got notified, but nothing should really change on your end as far as services. And I guess we'll be in touch. In the middle of the month, you'll let me know when I reach
right.
out to
we're,
you, or you'll let me know.
I'll call you or Helen or whatever.
Okay.
We still have some unfinished business because apparently in July and August of last year, we never received an invoice.
Okay.
And so then all of a sudden we get snagged with this bill of $2,000 that
oh
we hadn't paid.
And they failed to bill you?
Yeah, they didn't bill us. So we had documented all, there was other dates like in March and whatever that, and so we copied all the checks and we talked to billing and we were supposed to go like last week, but between my daughter-in-law being sick and the snowstorm and everything else, we never have gotten back to, I think it's her name was Madeline, and she was fairly new to the spot, trying to cover all the mistakes of two or three people before, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So all of that to say that we probably will have to pay the $2,000. We didn't like to because we didn't get an invoice. But,
no, and I understand that it's a lot at once versus when you pay it in time, when you have that expected expense. I totally
right.
hear that.
And, it's just like, So, like I say, when the dust is settling all over the place here because it's trying to get in place and,
I can imagine it's a lot.
So, anyway, I haven't tried to get back to that Madeline this week, or last week even, to settle on something. So, I don't know where that doesn't probably concern you as much as Billy.
Yeah,
I'm actually not
familiar at all with any of that.
Mm.
But if you need
yeah.
help, I can definitely try to communicate that for you.
Yeah.
You have
her
contact?
Oh, I have. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we do. Either at the office or there to patch me through one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just keep wondering what people do that don't have advocates to help them. And I am blessed enough to have that. It's just,
honestly, it's sad.
It's
a lot of people don't have the help. And
right.
I don't find that the state makes it easy in any way.
And then the frustrating part is that the more technology we get, it seems like there's really less communication.
I have to agree. And everybody's suffering on that.
Yeah, well, after 40 years of nursing, it's kind of frustrating to be in a spot where, you can't get people to do it. Anyway.
Simple little things, right.
I got my rant for today. Thanks for calling.
Sure, no problem. All right, you have a great day, Kathy. We'll be in touch.
Yeah, all
you can
right.
save my
thank
number
you.
From the caller ID, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye.